Olivia, good morning. Good to visit with you again.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope you are.
Yes. So a big day ahead of us here in Washington.
Let's start with the tariffs that we're hearing so much about. The stock market, the futures for the U.S. don't look great today. What are we hearing from the Trump administration about these tariffs and the impact they are having?
Look, they say the tariffs are here to stay. Howard Lutnick yesterday, the Commerce Secretary, was on CBS where he told R. Margaret Brennan that there will not be a change in policy on these tariffs, that they are going to remain in effect. Now, there's two components to this. There's the baseline 10% tariff that is being applied to all countries. That's something the market actually reacted positively to last week. But it's those reciprocal tariffs that are set to go in on Wednesday, April 9th. And those are set to go from a range of 10% to 45%, 47% to some certain countries. That's where the market started to get a little bit spooked about those reciprocal tariffs because, you know, they're not always equal. You know, us putting tariffs on India, you know, to buy certain products that they can't make here, it's not always an equal trade opportunity there. So they're saying that 10% tariffs are here to stay, but Trump is hoping to make a deal with certain countries on those reciprocal tariffs so that they don't have to go into effect. But looming over all of this, as you mentioned, is the stock market. We're already seeing the NASDAQ, which is pretty tech heavy, in a bear market territory, meaning they lost about 20% of their value. Dow futures are down, S&P 500 futures are down. All of these things are certainly weighing on the president, who keeps a very keen eye on how the stock market is reacting to his economic policies. So everyone in the White House is kind of waiting for bated breath for that 9:30 bell ringing of the stock market to see what actually happens today. If the route is that bad, and what could happen between now and really the next 48 hours until Wednesday when these reciprocal tariffs are set to go into effect.
Let me dive a little deeper with a couple thoughts, if I could. The president did say last night he's open to talking to world leaders about new deals. Have we heard anything from any other countries about their willingness to talk with President Trump?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because actually today Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is at the White House where they are going to talk about that 17% reciprocal tariff that Trump says he's going to put on one of our biggest allies in the Middle East. Netanyahu is here today to talk, obviously, about the ongoing war in Gaza, but that's certainly top of mind to them. And Israeli officials last week expressed surprise that there was even a reciprocal tariff put on them because they've been working to have more equal and fair trade with the United States since President Trump came into office. So we're starting to hear about a little bit of conversations. I expect we'll hear more today from the White House of just a list of countries who have reached out to Trump. He said over the weekend he's talked to a ton of world leaders about how they can get these reciprocal tariffs either stayed off, you know, maybe punted down the road, or, you know, perhaps given some type of reprieve of any sense ahead of Wednesday. But yeah, I mean, look, there's a long list of countries that are on that list, and that's a lot of deals to make in the next 48 hours to make sure that the markets don't continue to fall.
Visiting with CBS News White House reporter Olivia Rinaldi, I'm curious from a political standpoint how much this impacts the president, from poll numbers to also others in his party who have to go back to their districts and their home states to answer these questions.
Well, certainly there is some political calculus to all of this. They are not even 100 days into this administration on an election, I should note, that was won based on Trump's handling of the economy. That was something, by and large, voters over and over and over again in, you know, whatever state I was in, whether it was North Carolina or Arizona, told me that was top of mind. They felt like Trump would be better for the economy. But of course, when they look at those 401ks, their stock, you know, their stock indexes, everything they own, it's hard to, you know, reconcile that with the president that they thought would be better for the economy. Certainly, Congress is asking for some answers. We have heard over the weekend that several members of the GOP have asked the White House to just even give them a briefing of what's the goal here with these tariffs and their economic policies so that they can properly communicate that to their constituents because they feel quite left in the dark. And if you'll remember, as a part of all of this, Congress is usually the ones that handle tariffs. It usually goes through them to be implemented. That's why it was so important for Trump last week to make that statement that this was a national emergency to give himself the power to levy these tariffs on countries, because normally Congress has to approve that. Now, Trump went around them. We're seeing a bipartisan bill that's actually working its way through the Senate with Chuck Grassley and Senator Cantwell of New Mexico, and they are arguing that ultimately this is up to Congress, that this, any future tariff deals must be approved by them. That is their argument, so that they can properly say to their constituents at the end of all of this, however it turns out, hey, look, we fought for you. We tried to get this back in the hands of Congress. We were just outplayed by the White House.
What's going on with TikTok, Olivia?
Oh, goodness. Amid all of this, there was also a TikTok deal that was set to happen this weekend. April 5th was that 90-day deadline. Remember that Trump signed in office to keep TikTok still alive in the United States. There was supposed to be a deal that was happening. We were hearing some trickling of that around the White House press office that, you know, something was going to happen. Then all of a sudden these tariffs came up and that deal got scuttled. It went away. So Trump on Friday, before he left Washington, or rather while he was in Florida, signed another 75-day extension for a deal to be made on TikTok. And what they're hoping for is that there are some U.S. companies that come together. Think about Blackstone, Oracle, you know, I think Walmart even threw their hand in for part of the bid, that would be part of a U.S. entity that would own TikTok, or perhaps lease the algorithm from ByteDance, which is the Chinese-owned company that oversees TikTok, so that it could be safer for U.S. Or for Americans to use the app and not be subject to perhaps surveillance or data mongering from Beijing. 75 days down the road, we'll have to see what happens then, not only with TikTok, but tariffs and the economy by that point.
A lot going on. Never a dull moment in the nation's capital. Olivia Rinaldi, CBS News.
Certainly not.
No, White House correspondent. So Olivia, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. Hope we get a chance to visit again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.